Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, you may remember St. Paul's at Carcor. The locals certainly haven't forgotten it. They haven't forgotten it because it's become their most recent asset. It now belongs to the community, as I understand. And joining us online, one of the people on the committee that made this possible, it's George King. Good morning, George.
Morning, Gilly. How are you?
Going extremely well, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. Look, I thought we'd catch up for our listeners because I know that plenty of them got behind making St. Paul's a community-owned opportunity. Where are we at with it all?
Well, we actually own it now. As of about the 3rd of July, we've exchanged deeds, so it's owned by Carcor now. So it's will be owned forever by Carcor. We're just waiting for things to dry out a bit so we can start on the gardens. We'll renovate all them and tidy all out so you can see the church again. We had a pretty good donation after we'd raised the full amount that came in fairly late. So we're going to do some major renovations. We'll put, we're always working to do a paving area out the front of the church with all the inscribed bricks and pavers for people's names, so the main donors.
Yep.
We're doing a deck area there too, so a hardwood deck with wrought iron balustrading around it, so it's in keeping with the church, but it'll give it all the people who use the church or the facility area to mingle, like after a wedding. It'll be out in the sun on the Belobula street side, so it looks over the whole town. And out the other side of the church, we're going to build a little bit more money to raise, but if we can, we're going to build a disabled toilet facility and a canteen, so that northern side of the church and that grass area there, which no one really knows about, can be utilised.
Wonderful. Yeah, okay.
It'll make it such a facility. We think for it to go forward into the future, it needs to be economically sustainable in its own right.
Yeah.
So just as a church, it's not economically sustainable and it'd fall into disrepair and rack and ruin. So making it as a really attractive function centre for the community, we should be able to generate trade, mostly weddings. That'll be our biggest ones. So if we get a wedding in town, the pub gets used, the coffee shop, the B&B, the cleaners, the caterers, the School of Arts, we booked out. So it'll benefit the whole town.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's a sign out the front of the church that I've seen, and it's quite special because it really says what it is, St. Paul's Community Facility. I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely. No, that's our logo too. We had the logo made up for St. Paul's on the top of the sign.
Yep.
We've got our own website now, which is needs updating again, but it's pretty good. But it says built in 1845, consecrated 1849, and purchased by Carcor in 2021.
That's wonderful.
It's the history of it.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic, isn't it? Because as we all know, it was earmarked to be sold off.
Yeah, it was going to be sold, and it would have been sold to someone who was going to convert it into a house they used on the weekend, so it would have been lost to the community forever. And all the things inside, we bought it walk-in, walk-out, so the pews, all the church wear, the font, everything's included, even the church mouse, that's even in there. Got the lot.
Fantastic.
So that's going to stay with the community forever. And because it is a community asset, it's going to benefit every other business in town and all the facilities we enjoy, like the coffee shop and the pub and the restaurants, they'll get to stay because we'll be able to help make them financially viable.
Yeah, no, it's really good. I think it's wonderful. And you mentioned the pub. I'm going to be there this Friday night. Give that a quick sneaky plug while we're talking about the Royal Hotel at Carcor. And I'm sure we'll catch up for a beer, mate. Thanks for your time this morning. George King with me from Carcor. We're talking about St. Paul's Church, which now belongs to the community. Well done, mate. Once again, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Gilly. See you soon. Bye.